Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Truma, as we head into the Parshias that have to do with the Mishkan and a Yiddish Shtub, let me share with you a general thought regarding the Mishkan in general, and then regarding one of the Pratim. Vasuli Migdash Roshachanti B'Seichem. The Torah tells us that the Mishkan is a place where Shachanti B'Seichem, where a person resides, where Kaviyachul resides. Now, that idea really tells us the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, and that is that when a Yid goes to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, it's not just a place where you do mitzvahs. Of course, there's a place where you do mitzvahs. So in a mikveh, you do the mitzvahs related to a mikveh. And Beis HaKnesses, mitzvahs related to Beis HaKnesses. And Beis HaMikdash, a lot of mitzvahs. Not more than that. B'Shachanti B'Seichem means that there's a feeling when you get there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. This, the Rabbi Shalom is here. We're in the presence of the Bayrei Olam. The idea of the Mishkan is to have that sense, to go to a place where a person can put aside, hopefully with the special siyata d'shmaya of the place, you can put aside the hergish of gashmias, which is normal for a person who is a baal chamisha hergashim, and try to connect to his spiritual side, to the side that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say amen to any bracha. When brachas was said, instead of saying amen, they said baruch shem, Kavayd Malchusai Lailam Voed. That's how they responded. And the reason for that is because Amen means we believe. It's a Lashon of Emuna. When you're in a place where there are things pulling you away from the Bayrei Olam, you make a statement of faith, of Emuna. But if a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, a place where there's a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu count, it's not appropriate to say, Amen, I believe. It's not something that should need a chizuk. The sense of the Bayrei Olam is there when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. You say, Baruch Hashem, Kavay Malchusai. This answers a kasha that's asked by Mefarshei HaGemara. The Gemara says that there were kailos that were nishma ad yerechai. There are certain sounds in the Beis HaMikdash, including the opening of the doors, etc., that were heard to yerechai, all the way over to yerechai. Yet, we say on Yom HaNeirim, on Yom Kippur, we say that when they did the Avodah de Beis HaMikdash, HaKohanim Va'am Ha'im de Ba'azara, when they were saying the Lord, they heard Hashem HaGadol V'Nichbad Yosef Mipi Kohen Gadol B'Kedusha V'Tahara, when they heard the Kohen Gadol saying the Shem Hashem, Hayu Kohen Mishtachvim Umayya V'Kohirim Mishtachvim V'Fan Ha'imrim Baruch Shem Kavay Machusay Lama Vod. They said the Baruch Shem. So they asked, what do you mean? Only on the Bazar? The Kaila Kayan Gala was heard to Yerichai. Well, that means that was literally to Yerichai. But certainly it was heard a great distance. So why only the Kayanim on the Bazar? Kshay Yerushaimim, they were Kayar Mishtachim, Mamayim of Day, and they said Baruch Shem. And the answer is that, of course, those who are outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they heard the Kayan Gala, they also respond. But they said Amen. Like you say, to any, they said a statement of faith. The Baruch Shem Kavay Machusay Lamam Voed, when you hear the Shem Hashem, that's unique to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a sense of a Bayrei Olam. And when the Kohen Gadol says it, to them for sure there's a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kan. I mention this not just for the understanding of the Mishkan, but for the understanding of a visit to the Kaisel. People go to the Kaisel, it's become so routine as to, unfortunately, lose the special uniqueness that it's supposed to have. Before the Chet HaEgel, there would have been Aliyah LeRegel 12 months a year. The Yidden would have been Aliyah LeRegel every Rosh Chodesh, the Torah says, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The Chet HaEgel was taken away. The idea that it was taken away is not a punishment. Hashem doesn't punish by taking away mitzvahs. But the Pshat is, Klal Yisrael was no longer Roy. If they're going to go every month to the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to feel special anymore. We have the same thing in the visit to the Kaisel today. Once upon a time, before we had this chus of being easy to go to the Kaisel, when someone went to the Kaisel, he had strong hegeshim, strong feelings of the Kaddish Baruch Hu can. Nowadays, it's become so routine. People are running in, running out. It's a place to go for binyan. That's a holy place to go to binyan. But the hegeshim could be lost. The hegesh has to be a hegesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kan, a sense of the Bari Elam. And that takes a pause and a necessity to stop and think and understand what it means to be zeichet to go to the Mokim, Beis HaMikdash, to the Kais. Let's move on to a specific and important thought. Under Aaron, there were kruvim. Kruvim were statues. Jews don't have statues yet. Under Aaron, there were two kruvim. There were two statues. Now, kruvim is a lashon of children. A kruv, ruvya, is a lashon of a child. Kiruvim, they were like children. There are other drashas as well. Yet we find by the Arba Chayis of Yecheskel, in the vision of Yecheskel, the Chayis HaKadosh have a face of a kruv also, also the face of a child. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reichiv HaKruvim, whatever that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu rides on kruvim, on children. It's hard to know what's going on. The Meirin Nevuchim has an Arichus on Yecheskel. And there are people who don't know, and they talk as if the Rambam was not into Kabbalistic ideas, Kabbalistic thoughts. The Rambam Perek Gimel has a long arichas on Kabbalah and Yanim related to Yecheskel, and at one point he says, don't ask me more, I have no rishus to be revealed to you more than what I've revealed. There, he talks about the idea of the Kruvim. And Rabbeinu Bachya in his Pirish on Parashas Truma brings this part of the Rambam. And he says something absolutely important. He says, "Yinna mechuyev en emuna, emuna en Hakadosh Baruch Hu, anechi Hashem alekecha." That's the first emuna. There's another ani mamin, and then he says is to believe in malachim, to believe in angels. So what does it mean to believe in angels? He says, he explains, the point is not to believe in winged angels. The point is to believe that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sends the Dvar Hashem down to earth, Torah min Hashemayim, that's one of the Yesaidis, the three Iker Yesaidis of Yiddishkeit, that there are Bari Olam, the Torah min Hashemayim, and that there's Schar Ba'inish. Sefer Ikrim says those are the three main Ikrim of Yiddishkeit. The Torah min Hashemayim is not just that Torah comes from heaven, but that Kadosh Baruch Hu passes on the Torah down to Klal Yisrael here in this world. The Kruvim represent the teachers of Klal Yisrael. They represent those who give over Torah Sheva'al Peh, so that in the Aron is the Torah of Exile, and on the Aron are the replicas of angels who are teaching to Klal Yisrael. We know that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu had a question, he heard the Kol Hashem coming from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Chazal say Me'al Gabi HaAron, from on top of the Aron. It says the Shechina never went down to within 10 Tfachim. The Aron was 10 Tfachim. Shechina went down right on top of the Aron, Bein Shnei HaKruvim. And the Kruvim represent the teaching of Torah Sheva'al Peh to Klal Yisrael. And that's an Iker. And therefore, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which was the place where the Luchais, the Sefer Torah, were placed, above them were the Kruvim. And these Kruvim have the image of a, they're of course angels. Arba Chayis in the vision of Yecheskel are angels. But more than that, they're Keruvia. They have youth. They have youth and enthusiasm in them. Doesn't matter how old you are. The idea of learning Torah has to be with enthusiasm. It becomes very natural that people who have the enthusiasm in the beginning lose the enthusiasm later on. And it's a chaval, because the hatzlach of Torah has to do with the enthusiasm of Torah. Rabbi Yeshua once said that if you hear a good riddle, you remember the answer forever. Well, are you going to remember the answer forever? Or really, you're going to remember the answer forever? Yeah, really, you're going to remember, because a riddle, it gets your curiosity. You have a freshness when you hear the answer. So when someone goes to Torah with a freshness, then he'll remember the Torah, he'll understand the Torah, and it'll be a different learning to him. Kiruvya. The teaching of Christ has to be like the teaching to a child, to somebody who has the enthusiasm of a young person. And that is the Torah Ben Shemayim. And that is the children of Klai Yisrael. The children of Klai Yisrael represent the passing on of Torah from generation to generation. We have to stay young in our Avodas Hashem. We have to stay focused with goals in our Avodas Hashem. Without goals, without newness, everything becomes a routine and loses its special, very special uniqueness. I'd like to throw in a word about some place where you can get a unique, fresh feeling. And that is, we have a Mishmar Sheni at Mishmar, after midnight. There's a 11:45 Maariv. So midnight, for 20, 25 minutes, we learn a perek of Nach. Last week, we made a siyum on the Nevi'im Rishayim. We finished the Rehayamim, Yishai Yirmi, Yecheskel, and very happily, about 30 of us made a siyum to rejoice. Imagine that, 30 people up after midnight. How many people are up after midnight? Tonight we study Yayv. Join us. Come to join us after midnight. And you'll see that it's possible. You could be Kiruvya. Then when you were young in the dorm and you midnight was nothing for you. It was easy. Well, you can do it now too. You're a big boy. Even if you get up for Daf Yomi at 5 o'clock. It's Shayach. It's possible. Come and join us. If you need to, take a nap in the afternoon. But come and join us. Walk into the Beis Medrash at midnight. How many people you think are learning? Well, the yeshivas, there are plenty. But how many people that don't have that youthful enthusiasm are sitting and learning? Come, meet a couple of dozen other people who are willing to have that enthusiasm. Ah, and Eiv, how many times did you learn Eiv? President Luchis put Kol HaTorah Kula in his lifetime, Ramesha writes in the Tshuva. Even if you don't remember it, you have to learn it once. So here, you have your opportunity of a lifetime to be Kiruvya, like the young ones on the urn in the Kodesh HaKodesh. Sometimes I come to shul, I see people 9:15, they finish rabbi, they're going home at 9:15. What's going on? Well, maybe some of them are ill, Loyolenu, and some of them are not well. They need to, but for an average adult human being, 9:15, a yid should be going home. You dray around. How many hours can you dray around? No, you make it to the Beis Medrash. Looking forward to greeting. I know not all of you are coming. There's one person out there who's listening. That one person, this whole thing is worth it for. Looking forward to greet you tonight. You have special chocolate chip cookies at Mishmar Sheni. You get two. A good Shabbos to one and all.